I am David Wolf, and welcome to E-Factor. This is a very special edition of E-Factor Radio. Joining us from the Netherlands are Ilko van Koningsveld and his wife, Bianca Veller. Some months ago, Ilko was diagnosed with ALS. And as a result of that diagnosis, they have now co-founded the Alsoftevech Foundation. Forgive the pronunciation, please. Joining us on the line from the Netherlands are Ilko van Koningsveld and Bianca Veller. Welcome to the program. And to begin, Ilko, please tell us, what is ALS?
Well, ALS, which stands for amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, is a form of a motor neuron disease. In short, ALS is a progressive and very fatal disease caused by the degeneration of motor neurons, the nerve cells in the central nervous system that control voluntary muscle movement.
If you don't mind, Ilko, tell us just a little bit about the symptoms, the experience of ALS as a patient.
The disorder causes muscle weakness and atrophy throughout the whole body, and patients with ALS gradually lose all of their muscle functions. So as you can hear, my speech is a little bit slow, also due to the ALS.
Ilko, is ALS a fatal disease?
ALS means a death sentence, and death usually occurs within 2 to 5 years after the diagnosis.
Tell us, if you would, a little bit about the demographics of the disease. Who gets ALS?
This terrible disease can strike at any age, but most people are between 40 and 70 years old. Also, men are affected slightly more frequently than women.
Bianca, if you would, tell us a little bit about what some of the consequences have been for Ilko in his life.
Ilko has been working in healthcare and still is. So he realized what progress he has in front of his, and that the time he has left is limited. So these days he only does what matters, which means enjoying his time left with me and the little girls we have. Of course, he has mixed feelings all the time. Every time you do something, you try to enjoy the moment. And on the other hand, you know this still will be the last time that he can do this. So for me and also the environment, it's very difficult to see his ongoing impairment, although he feels that he can't do anything about it.
Ilko, as I understand it, you've always been quite an athlete. What did sports mean to you before the diagnosis, and what does it mean now?
Sport was my life, really. It was always great fun for me. Sport itself, but also the consequences of being active. With a group of friends, having a good time outside running, I always felt good in shape. I liked the feeling of the first sweat on your brow.
If you would, give us an example of the kinds of activities you were involved in the sports arena, please.
A good example is a ride I took with my riding buddies in the Dolomites in Italy. A nice and beautiful climb to the Passo di Gio, and then reward of racing downhill at speeds of 80-90 kilometers an hour. After the ride, you definitely have earned a wonderful meal to recover. I love the great views you have in the mountains, all of which have been there for thousands of years. Perhaps this offers a small glimpse what sport meant to me.
Absolutely.
Mixing hard work with pleasure.
Ilko, since the diagnosis, how has the role sports played in your life changed for you?
Right now, as my health deteriorates, I do try to exercise a little to prevent the muscles getting short and spasming, and to save as much of the mobility in the joints. But I realize that I'm fighting a losing battle. It is also still about needing the social contact that for me has always gone together with sports activities.
Yes, absolutely. It's more than just the sports itself. There's a whole social component to this. Bianca, you and Ilko have co-founded the Alsoptevech, and excuse my pronunciation there, but the foundation to raise money for ALS. Why do you feel so strongly that money is needed for this little-known condition?
I already mentioned that ALS patients, once diagnosed, have a very limited time of life. Once you hear that you have ALS, every single day waiting for some solution or aid to keep you mobile is a day too long. Typically, health companies that distribute aids and tools don't act very quickly. You cannot afford to wait 6 weeks for them to get into action.
Yeah.
For example, a wheelchair car is necessary to keep going out with your family, but it can cost a lot of money to buy one. But by the time you might get one, the stage may already have passed, so you either buy one or you simply are out of luck. There are a lot of these examples of necessary products that you will need from day one. Till then, your life when you have ALS, but you need access to them immediately, not in 3 months or 6 months, when health organizations get in acts together. The only way to help here is to get private funding available now for ALS patients and set up a method they can benefit immediately. It's about giving ALS patients the best quality of life for the remaining period they have and to allow them keep faith until the end. The disease is such a terrible process that the need to make their last wishes possible is extremely high.
There are a lot of these necessary products that you will need from day one till the end of your life. But you need access to them immediately, not in 3 months or 6 months when the health organization gets its act together.
Sure.
The only way to help here is to get private funding available now for ALS patients and set up a method that they can benefit immediately. It's about giving ALS patients the best quality of life for the remaining period they have and allow them to keep faith until the end. This disease is such a terrible process that the need to make their last wishes possible is extremely high.
So if you would, tell us about ALS Optevech, the foundation you've created.
Well, David, ALS Optevech literally means ALS on the go. The foundation tries to fill one of the gaps in the social security system that we have in the Netherlands. And we believe that the same would be true in other countries, specifically in the US. The foundation wants to help people with ALS to get the best quality of life for the short time that they have left by staying mobile, on the go, and also socially active. Which means that patients can borrow a twin racing bike or a wheelchair car, etc. Anything and anything that they need to stay on the move. For Ilko, the foundation meant that he was able to stay biking on the twin racing bike, which given his background means a lot to him.
Bianca, how are you funding the foundation, ALS Optevech?
The finances needed are coming from private sources, not the regular health organizations. Even though wheelchair cars would normally be financed by a regular source, it does not work for ALS patients. ALS patients lose their ability to use the cars so very quickly that they can't finance them.
Tell us about Ilko's dream for the foundation.
Ilko's dream for the foundation is to generate enough money and not just during his remaining life, but also going on forward without Ilko. It is to extend the goals so that we can help ALS patients in a broader context.
Tell us, if you would, what can listeners across the globe, listening here on eFactor, what can they do to help ALS patients right now?
Thank you for asking that question, David. In fact, you have taken the first step already to understand and know about this disease and spread the news all over the world. ALS is still little understood, but knowing all about it now that we have a chance to chat, should you ever be close to someone with ALS, you can help them out much more using your own muscle strength and mental strength to help with the normal things a patient can do anymore. And, of course, money is one of the most important things which is needed. One, for the future, for scientific research, for medicine, and or understanding the genesis of the disease. And two, for now, to raise the quality of life of the patients as quickly as possible.
And I should mention the website for the ALS Optivec Foundation is www.alsopdewg.nl. And if you're just joining us, we're visiting with Ilko von Koenigsveld and Bianca Veller. They are the founders of the foundation that is the ALS Optivec Foundation. What is it that makes ALS so different?
You can't beat it. There is no cure against ALS. There is simply no fighting it. All an ALS patient can do is simply accept that they are going to die and that it will be a very unpleasant way to go. We literally become trapped in our own bodies, which is and will be a very strange and harrowing experience.
If you would, and I know this is delicate, but if you could, tell us, why does ALS get described as such, as being trapped in your own body?
Well, to answer your question, as the disease progresses, he won't be able to use his arms, legs, and speech. He becomes totally a depending being. His body will remain motionless if nobody helps out. At the same time, the mind is still very much active, and he can feel like the person he used to be, but then only with the ability to move and blink with his eyes.
I still have moments that I have the mental intention to do something, but immediately I realize that it's impossible and I will never do it again.
Ilko, if you would, as you move through this journey, how do you view and deal with the end of life part of all of this?
Well, that's a very difficult topic, but what I can say is that at this moment I'm really trying to keep my body in the best shape possible. Being an athlete, I believe in a natural way of living. So when my own body isn't able to keep me alive and functioning anymore, to be honest, David, for me that would be the moment to say goodbye. I also think that as there is a real risk as your body shuts down that you will get a pneumonia or another incident or illness, you have to review the situation and think about what do I get back after recovery, the same or worse, and make decision based on that.
As you both do the work you're now doing, you've really embraced new technology, social media, Twitter, eFactor, and so forth. How has the work you're doing with the foundation and the diagnosis of ALS, how has it made you more active and interested in using and leveraging social media than you would have otherwise done?
Ilgar has been very aware and conscious of the degeneration of his body since he was diagnosed. And he had felt the strongest urge from that moment to want to share with everyone around him what a rare disease ALS is and how it affects not only the patients but also their families and the direct environment.
The whole world knows about heart attacks or cancer or AIDS, but ALS is a little known disease with a terrible road to the end of life.
Ilko felt that the foundation could not only help himself by giving him mobility that he needed, but also by raising awareness and money. So he figured that by using media such as internet and social media like Twitter, etc., he could let more people know about ALS than without it. He had not used social media very much before, but he has quickly found out that he can do so much by using these sites like Twitter, eFactor or Facebook to let everybody know what the foundation is doing and what is reached so far.
My blog gives a very good impression of my feelings and describes the only way an ALS patient can be assisted, by providing tools to do whatever you still can, tools that allow you to still enjoy life, tools to enjoy the moment. This media helps the foundation also on the way to reach their goals. Lastly, this media is the only way I can use as a patient. Other ways, such as walking a sponsored marathon, is impossible for me. In my mind, I would like 1,000 marathons to raise money for the foundation and find a way of curing amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. But I will have to leave that to others fitter and healthier than myself.
Ilko van Koenigsveld, Bianca Veller, thank you so much for the time you spent today with us on eFactor and for the work you're doing for ALS with the foundation. The foundation is the ALS Optiveg Foundation. That website, once again, www.alsopdeweg.nl. Ilko and Bianca, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, David.